Blog Talk Radio.
The baby came up against your shower and you recording. You if you came up against your fire, if you came up against your fire, if you came up against your fear, if you came up against your fear, you. Yes,
$10,000 or more.
praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It just override. I don't understand it. But anyway, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we trip. So happy to have each and every one of you guys. I just want you to know that you are a winner. No matter what the enemy say, you are and you have won. Hallelujah. And you will win. I don't want you to feel like a loser. But you know, in my studying this morning, God told me, I mean, it was like plain as day. We lost his image. See, God started giving us his image when he took the dust and he breathed into man's nostril. All of that was part of going to be part of God's image for man. And he had formed him, created him. And I'm just sharing this with you. This is a freedom here. Out of dust. And you got to understand this. I'm not going to do it today. But when you think about the dust, and this is all scripture, and I got it. I'm just not doing it today. I'm just going to do you a little quick tutorial, if it would be just something quick. But the dust that he used was from Africa. And you can go in Genesis and you'll see that. But he formed man out of his image. That's it. If I would get into the flesh, we're from the dust that God formed from the earth. And then he breathed into his nostril the breath of life, which he owned, God himself. But man got disconnected because he's singing. So God never lost his dream for man being like him, because Genesis 1:26-27, to let us make man in our image and after our likeness. So God never forgot the plan. That's always been the plan, is to get us like him. And it was necessary that man fall so he could go up. How I know that? It was necessary to go down so you can go up. Christ came down, then he went back up. Now, he did that for me. It may sound complicated what I'm saying, but let me tell you what God, we are concerned, is that we be like him spiritually, not so much physically. Because it says, wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Even though you've known Christ, I want you to know him like that. I want you to know him after the spirit. I just thought that was real interesting. It was just a nugget to say, you know, man, God could have been black if he, because the way I read that, God would have been black, and then he had to be because he was made out of his image, and the first man was black. But anyway, not what I'm preaching, because I want people to know it's about the spirit. Because from one nation, well, it flowed all the other nations. One blood flowed all the. So I just had to say that. I don't know. That was something in me to say. But we're going to have a word of prayer, and then we can truly get into the word of God. We're going to ask Pastor, she'll give us a word of prayer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. I was looking at the scripture as Pastor was speaking in Genesis 2. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we're thanking you for this day. We're thanking you, Father God, for those that called in, those who are listening by internet. We're thankful, Father God, for our pastor as he teaches the word of God, Lord. And we pray that the Holy Spirit will lead him and guide him. also, Father God. Lord, we just so thankful, Lord, that you have saw fit for us to come together on this day and be on one accord and study your word together. Be with all those who have asked us to keep them in prayer. Be with the sick and the shut-in, those who are bereaved and those who are going through, Father God. We know you're a way maker because we know we can cast all our cares upon you. We know that we are healed because your word says by your stripes we are healed. And those that are going through struggles and different situations in their lives, you say you will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So continue, Lord, have your way in our life. Let us be lights to shine, to bring others to you, Father God. And we bind up anything and everything that may come up against our pastor or against anyone on the broadcast or those that are listening, Father God. And we give you praise for your word, and we thank you for your word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. To the other listeners, I need to say this. I wasn't trying to reflect anything, so off on anything. We're all one in Christ. And so I don't care if you're white, black, or whatever. But when you read that scripture over there in Genesis 2, you'll see that it was the river Euphrates, and there was another river. But anyway, the dust was black over there, for those that may not know it, in Africa. The part that, man, he received, and it tells you exactly where he was at, where the first man was formed. But I just want to make sure that no one take from this, from what I said, as being racist or anything like that, because trust me, that is not what I was trying to do or say. That was just something on me, and I had to get it off. And I don't know, I just picked this time to tell you guys that I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus now. So as far as I'm concerned, we all are the same, white, black, Mexican, whatever you are, and you listen to this broadcast, it's just good to know the history, know where you came from, and that way you can appreciate where you're at.
Amen.
And if you've been taught wrong, hey, what's wrong with straightening it up? What's wrong with making it right? That's all. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Pastor, for that word. On yesterday, we didn't finish our lesson, our review, rather. So this is what I wanted to do today. I didn't know if anybody had anything from the review of last week and you wanted to share it. I just thank God for that awesome prayer from Evangelist Renee. And I think Evangelist Sharon, she agreed. Boy, that was, oh, well, I agreed with her because she said it first. That was an awesome prayer that Evangelist Renee prayed. So we thank those that was listening on yesterday and those that went online and listened as well. So we're on the review. So if anybody wants to comment on anything from the review from last week, the broadcast is open. Just press 1 and we'll let you in. Just press 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody? Just press 1. Okay. Evangelist Renee. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
The lesson, I don't know, I think we were talking about faith. Were we talking about faith last week? The faith is the substance of things hoped for.
We might have mentioned it, honey.
Okay. That really stood out to me because without faith, you can't please God. Without faith, you will not get a healing because you're not believing. And I am a witness to that because when I first injured my heel, I didn't believe. I was at Doubting Thomas. I'm looking at this foot like, that skin is not going to grow back. How is that even possible? And long as I had that mindset, my foot was not healing. You got to believe. You got to claim it. And just keep standing on your scripture. By his stripes I am healed. I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. And I just keep saying them verses over and over and over.
Awesome.
And the Lord looked around at that foot, and the skin is back.
Yes.
Now, how did that happen? Nobody but God. Because man ain't had nothing to do with that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I just had to share. I mean, I don't think people understand. Every morning, every time I look down at my foot and I see it there, and it looks like a normal heel. You would never know that heel was open and you could see the muscles in that heel. Well, nobody but God that healed that.
God.
Yeah.
Nobody but God.
Won't he do it? Yes, he will. I am a witness.
Yes,
amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. We always want to hear testimonies. We always want to hear what God did for people. That is, like, so important to me, to know that people will honor God, because the devil don't want God to have the glory. He'll try to steal it. He'll put the glory on everybody but God. He just don't want God to have the glory, because, see, that was his job in the beginning, is to bring glory to God. That's why he had the choir. They called the heavenly choir, but the angels were saying it was his job is to get them to bring glory to God. But he wanted glory for himself. That's why I tell people all the time, you have to be careful when you're saying stuff and doing stuff, because you don't want the glory. You want God to have the glory. You want God to have the praise for what he did. And it's always good to mention he did it through you, but remember, he did it.
Amen.
He did it. Anyone else?
Amen. Well, also, we have one of the scriptures, Joshua 1 and 8, reading it from the King James. It said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Amen. So reading that from the Message Bible, ponder and meditate on it day and night, making sure you practice everything written in it. Amen. Then you'll get where you're going. Then you'll succeed. Amen, amen. So I love that we can meditate on the word day and night, and then trust God that whatever we're asking him for, just like Evangelist Renee was saying about her healing, She asked for that healing. She received that healing. She believed it was going to come to pass. So then we can ask God whatever it is, and he'll bring it to pass as long as it's in his will. So we have to say, thy will be done, just like our Father did, just like Jesus did when he said, thy will, not my will, but thy will be done. So we have to continue to trust in it. And then at the end of that scripture, it says, then we'll be prosperous and have good health. And all that comes by meditating on the Word of God. Amen.
Thank you so much. Anyone else want to have anything else you want to share from last week or bring it into this week, last couple of weeks? And for those that, I know you've been there, but I like the idea that we were talking about God's perspective. And in God's perspective, it's about his word. So we learned on last week that it was all about the word of God because God is the word. So Jesus was teaching the people about sowing the word and receiving the word. So you could hear the word. So that's the part Evangelist Renee was talking about. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. See, the more you hear the word of God, the more faith you're going to have. That's why she named off all those different scriptures. So, yes, we'll talk. The sower went forth and sowed the word. The word is the principal thing here. The word is what we need to stand on, live by.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest with you, brother and sister. That's what makes that image. That word is like a seed. And once it get down up in you, that image is there. You're going to be just like Christ. It has to develop. But any seed that put in you, it's designed to be like whatever it is. Say if it's an apple tree. That seed is not an apple tree right then, but it goes through a process. And if you'll abide in that word, you'll see the process. You don't see the full tree, but you let it stay there like any other seed. That's why he gives this parable. You put a seed in the ground, you're not going to get the full effect of it overnight.
Amen.
But the more it grows, the more it waters, the more sunshine, sort of like Evangelist Renee's foot. The more she confessed by his stripes on him, the more it began to grow. Because that seed is in her, saying, by his stripes, I am healed. The seed is there.
Amen.
But if you don't water that seed, if you don't let the sun shine on that seed, why would you expect a crop? Why would you expect anything? So he gave the parable about it over there, what happened to seed. And that was a focusing point. It's what happened to the seed. And that's what I'm going to ask. What happened to the seed? What happened to the seed? Did you add faith to it? What did you do with the seed? Because you'll never get that tree unless some water or some plant some water. God wants to give the increase. But if you're not confessing the word of God, you're not, it's not going to grow. I'm reminded of acting on the word of God. The tongue according to Proverbs 15:2. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright. You use it the right way. So what are you doing with that word? Remember the Bible says a soft answer turn away wrath, but a grievous word stirred up anger. you want to make it. Instead of having a soft word, a soft answer, it's like two bulls hitting heads together. No, you're not going to get nothing done. And bringing up the past don't get nothing resolved. A soft answer turn away a wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. So the Bible says, do this. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright. So what have you done with the word? Have you speak it? Have you spoke it? Are you continuing to speak it? It's about acting on the word of God. So this week, if we understand the last 3 weeks, what's been going on, this week God want to, I know he want to show us about how to get revelation knowledge. Because a lot of people don't have revelation knowledge. They still need parables. But I thought to tell you, brothers and sisters, what have you did with the seed? Because if you planted that seed a day ago, see, that's how God's stuff works. It starts immediately because he knows the enemy coming immediately. But if you put that seed, it starts growing then. The more you water it and nourish it, then the faster you'll see the progress of it. So hopefully this week, though, we're going to talk about God's word and why it's so important that we have the right understanding about the word of God. See, everything about God was framed by the word of God. That same image that God created in the beginning is here today. It hasn't went anywhere, but you're going to have to get it through revelation knowledge. Like God's words are the same. Remember Hebrews 1:3? We'll go there. We'll go to Hebrews 1:3, and we'll get a little bit into the lesson. I wasn't going to. I wanted to make sure, but I think everybody's on board. So we'll for this. So we'll go to Hebrews. I think it's I want to say 1:3. Or did I say 11? What did I say? Hebrews 11. Come on. Okay. Hebrews 11. It reads like this. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. But it is the elders obtain a good report. It's through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So the things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. That same image, it was created by stuff you can't see through the optical nerve. That's what we operate in. That's what this is about. This is about stuff is happening that we really don't understand, because if you look through the eyes of man, you won't see it. But if you look through the eyes of God, you will see it. The Bible says God and his word are the same. Hebrews 1:11-3. God framed the inner image of the universe with the word. Then he released the word filled with faith. The power in the word brought into the manifestation the picture of the word that had been spoken, printed word. It became a reality. So when God said, let us make man, that was God's seed. That was his words. That as long as it stayed there, man, and it's in the universe, so let me tell you, this is out there. So now it can't return to God void. It has to accomplish that. It has to accomplish the fact that we're going to be like God. So it was a process, though. That's all I want you to get to know. It's a process. It's not, you know, it's a process.
Yeah.
So we want to talk about that this week because it's going to come through revelation knowledge. And we'll talk about the steps to how to get it. You got to expect the Holy Spirit to flood your spirit with knowledge. You got to expect that. Number two, you got to put the word where God got it at. He got it first place. You can't keep on putting God's word at the basement of your life after the thing happened. Then you're going, no, you got to put the word of God first place. That's what God did. When he spoke this world into existence, it's like that became the image. And if you don't ever plant the seed, nothing will ever grow. So you have to put the word first place. And as Pastor made mention, one of the scriptures we had last week was Joshua 1:8. You got to meditate. So I want to talk about meditation. What is meditation? What is contemplating? So we want to talk about that. Meditating on the word of God, because God said to meditate. And then we want to talk about acting on the word of God. You got to speak that thing. If you want to get results, if you want to see that tree ever grow, you're going to have to begin to act on the word of God. And then you learn to receive what God has already given us. And that's the revelation gift of the Spirit. But it does you no good until you start acting on it. It won't help you until you act on it. That'll be the area that we'll be talking about, some of the things anyway, that we'll talk about this week. Because, see, it's to take the new birth to produce that image of the resurrection. People, they want to talk about Jesus, but they never know that, hey, God wants us to be just like him. That's the image. Jesus Christ was the express image of what God wants us to be. So now it's up to us to flow in that.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit has a job to minister to us to make sure that image is there. So that's what we'll be talking about this week, that image. And that God perspective, just for the record, that's God perspective. It's not mine. And I'm going to show it to you in the Word. And that's God's perspective. He wants you to be like him. I know a lot of people don't think God doesn't say that, but that's exactly what he said. He said, I want you to be just like me. Who living a life to say, I want you to be like me? See, that's what God wants.
He wants to live a life so we can tell our neighbor, hey, I want you to be just like me. When Agrippa said, you almost told Paul, you almost made me get saved. He said, I wish you would. Can you imagine you have somebody going to treat you like you treat yourself? Love you like God loves you? Yeah, I want everybody to be part of this and to get this image. Well, let's be realistic. No, that's what I believe. I believe that everybody I come in contact with can be like Christ, can be like me. You know, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. I want everybody that I associate with, remotely associate with, follow me as I follow Christ. And God is in eternity, and that's where I'm planning on being, with him in eternity. That's my plan, changing. Too late in the game. I've been on the other side. I was over there too long. But God got me just in time. I'm glad he didn't let me sell out to the devil. Anyone else have any comments? This is the time that we come in on. You want to add something to what we're going to talk about this week. Now's the time to do it. Press one.
I wanted to read Hebrews 11, verses 1 through 3 from the Message Bible. It says, the fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can't see. The act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors, set them above the crowd. By faith we see the world called into existence by God's word. What we see created by what we don't see. Amen. So that was Hebrews 11, 1 through 3 from the Message Bible.
Yeah, see, the faith trumps everything. It triumphant. It overrides everything. It's just like grace. But faith makes it happen.
Yeah.
Grace allow it to happen. But faith is what pleases God. And so that's what this 11th chapter is all about. That becomes your title deed, as it were. Faith says, that's mine. Not the paper now. Faith says that. A lot of people think a piece of paper make you marriage. That's what people get wrong. A piece of paper won't make you married. Now, if you're in that frame of mind, I get it. I understand. Having a piece of paper don't make you married. You can have all the paper you want to have. That don't make you married, brothers and sisters. Faith is your title deed. That's your confirmation. But people, they don't want to go in that area.
Mm-hmm.
You hoping to be with somebody and to death do you apart. That's what faith is for. It's the hope for that guarantee that if we just stand in the Word of God, live in the Word of God, it's guaranteed to work. But a lot of people don't marry on faith. They marry because of money, finances, titles, position, because folks say you ought to do it, and
Y'all make a great couple. Y'all, childhood sweetheart. Y'all went to the same university. And they got 55. Oh, y'all worked in the same job. He's got 50,000 reasons why you should get married and why you should stay married. But very seldom do people tell you to use faith. If you want your marriage to work, I'm here to tell you, let that be your substance, which happens to be the Word of God. And the more you hear about this stuff, the stronger your marriage will get.
Amen.
It's just a fact. You can't touch it. You can't smell it. You can't hear it. But it's there. Faith is there.
Thank you, Lord.
You'll grow old with each other. And matter of fact, it's approval of God. It makes God. Yeah, it makes God happy. That's what makes God happy.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's how you inherit the promise of salvation. That's how you inherit the promise of eternal life. That's how you gain more trust. That's how you gain more confidence. You can say, you know what? God got me because that's what I'm standing on. I'm understanding that's how God is. What he used, so since he used it, why don't I use it in my marriage? Why don't I use it in my everyday walk? Why am I not using faith?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, we haven't been taught to use faith like that, but you start using faith for everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By like this lady, she went to the hospital, and they said, oh, give her a penicillin. They say, yeah, well, she allergic. Give her an ampicillin. It doesn't matter. Give her one of them cillins because they work for everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm no doctor, nurse, any of that kind of stuff. But they say when they put one of them cillins in you, whatever going on, it'll make things work or something like that, they were saying. But in spite of, use the word of God and use your faith for everything.
Yeah.
So when you read in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, watch this now. When you read it, you're going to find out that's how everybody trumped everything that they dealt with. Everything they dealt with, they used faith. Even to being translated to God. Even to having babies. Even the impossible thing happened through faith.
Yeah.
They had a testimony. Skin growing back on people. It was done by faith. People being warned of what was to happen, it was done by faith. Done by faith.
Yeah.
That's how you receive the inheritance, is by faith. So you want to do a new thing? Do it by faith now. You want the promises? It has to be by faith. Eternal life has to be by faith. So faith is a tool that we have to use, brothers and sisters. It's available. God doing it.
Thank you.
God doing it. God standing on it. God waiting on God to bring it to pass. He done promised you. I tell people this all the time. If God done promised you rain and you done seen it, get your umbrella because it's going to rain.
Amen.
Matter of fact, this is just kind of a sidebar thing. You know, the Lord showed me that when you're an overcomer, you have to use your faith, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And faith is just like being an overcomer. It's just like the rain. You know, when the rain, it doesn't stop it. It lets you overcome it. You don't get wet because you got your umbrella. That's what faith is. Faith is like,
man,
it's a shield for you. Yeah, so we'll be talking about that this week. We'll be talking about, because it's called the shield of faith. It shields things. It keeps the backlash from happening. When the enemy and told you, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't have did this, you shouldn't have did that, and you know you did what God told you to do, put the shield of faith there. The dots will never hit you. The darts from the enemy will never hit you. Those spears will never hit you because you got the shield up. You're going to have to put the shield of faith up. When you plant that seed, you keep the shield of faith up and watch what God does. Anyone else? Anyone else? That's the way we're going to be going this week. So look forward to you guys. See you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon. Praise God. Hallelujah.